No, it's my house. All right, let's move on a little bit. The Torah in this week's parasha, of course, discusses the donations to Melechus HaMishkan, where the pasuk tells us, "Me'ez Kolisha She'ivven Olibo Tichos Trumasi." Rav Chaisra was invited to donate to Melechus HaMishkan, and certainly later on, this serves as a paradigm for the Melecha of the Beis HaMikdash, where other where members of Chaisra were free to donate later on as well. What I wanted to discuss in this context is, what about a Ovi Kefavim who chooses to donate, not to Melechus HaMishkan, of course, they weren't there in the Midbar, but it chooses to donate later on to the Beis HaMikdash, or perhaps in our context, would like to donate to a Jewish charitable organization, or perhaps even to the establishment or the maintenance of a Jewish synagogue, a Jewish shul. So the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Erchin, over here in the Avavim and Aleph, Tani Chada, Ovi Kefavim Shesnadev Nedava Lebelek Habayis, Mekabanai Menu. That if an Ovi Kechavim chooses to donate to the building or to the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, the Bet HaKabayis, one can accept that donation. But we have another brisa that tells us one is not allowed to accept that donation from the Ovi Kechavim. So Amar Rav Ila, Amar Rav Yochanan, Lekasha, Habetchila, Habesof. We have a contradiction in the brisas, and Rav Ila and Rav Yochanan resolves that there's no contradiction. One is talking about at the beginning, one is talking about the end. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, at the beginning, one can't even accept water or salt. At the end, it's only something that's recognizable and distinguishable. One cannot accept from them. So Rashi explains that the concern here is of a dual nature. The first is that if we accept a donation from a Ovi Kechavim at the beginning of a project, so then if he could maliciously choose to hold up the project by failing to follow through on his pledge. There are many Jews who don't follow through on their pledges too, but hopefully they'll do so maliciously, having in mind to delay the project. Here, the Ovi Kechavim could choose to do so surreptitiously in order to delay the completion of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, we should be wary of accepting his donations at the beginning, b'tchila. The second concern, Rashi says, is that the Pasuk tells us, say, for Ezra, it's quoted in the Gemara in Erechin, the daf earlier, that lo lochem livnos beis elokeinu. It should not be incumbent upon the Ovdei Kechavim to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's something that should be distinct to the Jews. So, at the beginning of the project, when we're donating things that are recognizable and distinguishable, it shouldn't be obvious that the Ovdei Kechavim participated in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And if they do so at the beginning of the project, they might demand, you know, some sort of recognition for donating something that's distinct, and they could say, you know, I donated this shahr, I donated this gate, and you know, this doorway or whatever. So, but if it's later on, then Rashi says, if it's Basof, after the Beis HaMikdash is up and running, so then there's no concern that the failure to follow through on their pledge is going to prevent us, you know, inhibit us from continuing on in the project. And there's no longer a concern, you're donating to regular maintenance. So if you're donating to regular maintenance, so then again, there's no concern of recognition and things that are distinguishable and recognizable. Yeah.
Would that change then for the first concern of holding up the project if he hands you $1 million just in cash?
Meaning, it's not right. He doesn't care what you use it for.
No.
Instead of a pledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Might mitigate the first concern, but you'd have the second concern.
Okay, the second concern is still saying that he wants recognition.
Yeah, very few people donate $1 million in cash in two cases with no strings attached. Yeah.
Well, the Gemara says the Tchila and Basof, doesn't it a lot of times mean like what it used to be and what it is now?
Ah, you mean you could interpret it differently. So the Rambam actually interprets it lichatchila and bidiyeved, meaning lichatchila. Rashi says bitchila means at the beginning of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, besof means at the end. The Rambam takes it as lichatchila and bidiyeved. So the Rambam says lichatchila. If you look at the last source on the sheet on the second side, the Rambam says perches of madness and imalachaches. Akum shiznadav ubedik habayis ein mekam imenu lichatchila. Lichatchila, we shouldn't accept anything from them. Bidi Eved, you could accept Mayim Umelach. You could accept, you know, maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. You have a better kabayas. Bidi Eved, though, Dover Mesuyam, something which is recognizable and distinguishable, where you could say, I donated that, so then Lo Lachem, Livnos Beis HaMikdash, and then you can't even accept it, Bidi Eved. So Rambam understands it to be B'tchila, L'chatchila, B'sof, meaning Bidi Eved, but again, has the same, you know, distinction. As the Gemara between maintenance and donating something that's recognizable and distinguishable. So either at the beginning of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, or certainly the Chachila, should not seek donations from Ovdei Kechavim should be primarily from Jews. But later on, perhaps b'di'eved or whatever, you know, for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, not something that's davar mesuyim, recognizable, distinguishable, then it can be allowed. That's donating to the Beis HaMikdash, which is similar to the discussion in this week's parash of donating to Melech HaMishkan. However, what if a Oved Kochavim will choose to donate to a Jewish charitable organization? Can we, not the Beis HaMikdash, can we accept such a donation? So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Bava Basra, over here in the Avinu Beis, Ifra Hormiz, Eme de Shvor Malka. Shvor Malka was a Persian princess, who's mentioned despairing, you know, intermittently throughout Shas. So Ifra Hormuz was the mother of Shvor Malka. Shadra Arba Mea Dinri Lekame de Rabami. So the queen sent 400 dinarim to Rabami in order to distribute amongst the Jewish poor. Veloi Kiblinu, he rejected her donation. Shadrinu Kame de Rava, so she sent the money before Rava. Kablinu, he accepted it. Mishum Shloim Malchus, in order not to anger the ruling party. Shama Ravami, Ikbit. Ravami heard about this, he got upset. What are you being more lenient than me? You accepted a donation that I rejected. Why are you being accepting such a donation? Amar Lesle, don't you know about the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu Biyavish Kitzira Tishabarna? When the stalk dries out, it will break. Meaning, when the zechusim, when the mitzvahs of the Umas Ha'elam have been depleted, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring about the geula. So by giving them an opportunity to perform a mitzvah, in essence, you're prolonging, prolonging the geula and postponing the geula. So he says, why are you giving them an opportunity to perform the mitzvah of giving the tzedakah to Ani Yisrael? V'Rava, Mishum Shlom Malchus, Rava allowed it because he didn't want to anger the Malchus, the ruling governing party. Rav Ami, Nami Shum Shlom Malchus. What, Rav Ami was so politically unaware, he didn't realize about the consequences of his actions of rejecting such a donation. But he felt, of course, if Mishum Shlom Malchus could be permitted, but the Boilei Lemifliginu Lani Evdi Kachavim, that's only provided you're going to distribute it to Aniye Evdi Kachavim, not to Aniye Yisrael. And even then, it's only Mishum Shlom Malchus. But Rav Nami, Ani Avdi Kachavim Yavinu, Rav Nami also distributed it to Ani Avdi Kachavim. So what was Rav Ami getting upset about? The answer is what occurs oftentimes in our times as well. They didn't finish the story. The Rav Ami, the Ikbid, who the Lord Saimu Kameh, they told Rav Ami, by the way, that was donation you rejected, Rav accepted. He's like, what? Rav accepted it? Doesn't he know about the Pozik? Bivosh Kitzira, Bivosh Kitzira Tishabarni, you're not supposed to give them opportunities to perform mitzvahs, but thereby prolonging the galus. So he said, no, but he didn't hear the end of the story, that they only gave the tzedakah to Aniyah of Dikachavim, not to Aniyah Yisrael, and even Rav Ami would concede under that circumstances it could be allowed. So what emerges from this Gemara is, one is allowed to accept charity from Ovdei Kachavim, provided that there's a Shalom Malchus, it's necessary to do so, because, not to anger the ruling party. And even then, it could only be distributed to Aniyah of the Kochavim. But barring the concern of Shlom Malchus, if that's not a concern, that they'll be upset with us if we reject the donation, sounds like from this Gemara that one should really not accept donations from of the Kochavim, because thereby one is prolonging, perpetuating the Golas. Yeah.
Is giving money to non-Jews a different...
That the Mishnah says Maseches Gittin and Daf Samach, Mefarnesen Aniyei Akum and Aniyei Yisrael Mishum Darkei Shalom. We should support not only Aniyei Yisrael but all charitable causes, even if it provides Aniyei of the Kachavim Mishum Darkei Shalom, to preserve the peace with the surrounding nations.
So what's the Israel
of Lo Sechanim? Sechanim is if it's gratuitous. I shouldn't walk around giving presents to of the Kachavim for no reason. If I have something to gain by the process, he's my doorman, he's my janitor. Here's Mishum Darkei Shalom. There's a reason we do it, to preserve the peace amongst the nations that we're here and go. I still have a bag of food, a wad of cash that I need to get rid of. You're not supposed to just hand it to, unless you have some prior relationship. Yeah.
I don't remember where I heard this, but that there was someone who said that nowadays that everyone's watching you, whether it's the cameras or just,
okay,
you're always being watched as a Jew, yeah, and anything that you do is like under the microscope. But that
makes
a difference then when talking about giving tzedakah, because then you're not just giving him tzedakah, you're also making like a good name for the Jewish people, so then we have that double
act. That's Darkei Shalom, correct. But let's just say I have, if I give money to my doorman, so, really, why am I giving it to him? So I'm giving it to him there because he's going to open my door. What if I give money to your doorman? Why am I giving money to your doorman? Am I making a great Kiddush Hashem? Is it, you know, the Post and the News going to come by and make an article about me? Mm-hmm. You know, Jewish rabbi gives money to random doorman?
No, but it'd be different, you know. Yeah.
And if I do so, what kind of public relations benefit do I really have, mm-hmm. other than I'm a generous guy?
I guess.
So, if you can make a national impact, because yeah. Gesinnte Haye.
I don't know if you gave $1 million to UNICEF or something.
Yeah, oh, okay, that's Darkei Shalom.
Yeah.
That's Darkei Shalom. But the question is how much and to which organizations and how much are you giving to Jewish causes? There's a lot of chesbonos that go into all of this, but mm-hmm. but if you're going to give to, we, of course, we have to support Mepharnesim Aniye, Akum Aniye Yisrael, Mishum Darkei Shalom. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. But what about accepting their donations? So that's something we really shouldn't do unless it's a concern of Shlom Malchus, and even then, it should be primarily distributed to Aniye or Avdei Kerchovim. So Bochanan in the Kovit Shurim over here in the brackets, or in the Dalit in the Kovit Shurim, infers from here that what if there's no concern of Shlom Malchus, shouldn't accept it at all, even to distribute to Aniye or Avdei Kerchovim. So even if I'm going to take money from Avdei Kerchovim and funnel it through to other Avdei Kerchovim, I still should not ideally take that money. I should only do so under, you know, under the pressure of Shlom Malchus, not to reject the donation of the ruling party. So he says, "Mashmul lechayre debekai gav neleka mitzvah bekasha." It sounds like what if you give it to Avdei Kerchovim, there's no mitzvah at all. But, but there's another implication. Dibkena feel beloved time to Shlom Malchus. Now, Mishari, even if there's no Shlom Malchus, why can't I take money from Avdei Kerchovim? Funnel it through Tani Avdei Kerchovim. Why do I need the mitigating factor of Shlom Malchus for Tzarek Lomar the gam bani akum ikam mitzvah? Even for non-Jews, to give money to other non-Jews also is a mitzvah. The kol de'ev shalomai ta mitzvah tzarech lamata. However, there'd be perhaps a greater mitzvah by giving it to any Yisrael. So therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, that we have to, you know, minimize the mitzvah as much as possible in order not to prolong the galus. So we should take you know, the money from the B'nai Noach and ideally distribute it to the B'nai Noach. And the Rabbi Chanan says, but even that is only allowed in Shlom Malchus, must be because one of the Sheva mitzvah, even though one of the Sheva mitzvahs B'nai Noach is not giving tzedakah, but you know, the formal Sheva mitzvah is B'nai Noach, but perhaps there is such a mitzvah incumbent upon B'nai Noach to give tzedakah to other B'nai Noach. That's the Ran actually says that in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Zayin, that even though it's not part of the formal list of the Sheva mitzvahs B'nai Noach, there are other things that are incumbent upon the B'nai Noach. He claims the seven mitzvahs are in fact seven examples. It's a category of mitzvahs that people could intuit on their own. They're what they call mitzvah sichlius. Rav Nissim Gon has a famous hakdama to Shas. Masechtas Brachos, where he asks, how could it be B'nai Noach are going to be held accountable for the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? Whoever told them about it? He says, can you imagine the scene? Ben Noach arrives, Lacham Ev Esam Shan in the Beis Neshomayla, and they ask him, nu, what is with the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? He'll say, who, what, Noach, what? What are you talking about? I never heard of him. So he's going to say, so the answer obviously says, Rav Nissim Gon, is that most of the, or all of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach are mitzvahs that are intuitive to, you know, the natural ethical standards that are instilled within every human being. That these are things that we gravitate towards because they appeal to us ethically. And therefore, we can have that expectation of all of humanity that they adhere to these kinds of standards. So if that's the case, so the Ran expands that to anything that's intuitive. In fact, the Netziv writes in his comments on Chumash and the Himek Dover that this would include Kibbut Aviyim as well. That's the whole Gemara with Dama ben Nesina. We learn out Heichan Kibbut Aviyim from the Ben Noach, from Dama ben Nesina, how he wouldn't wake up his father in order to make a sale of jewelry. So we see that B'nai Noach are also obligated, even though not to that extent, but obligated somewhat perhaps in Kibbut Aviyim. Because it's an intuitive mitzvah. So to hear, charity is an intuitive mitzvah as well. So there is a mitzvah, and even that can only be allowed, but Malkum Shalom Malchus. But it's a less of a mitzvah, perhaps, than giving to Aniyah Yisrael. That would be a greater mitzvah, so we should try and at least minimize the mitzvah as much as possible. But let's say there's no concern of Shlom Malchus, we should not accept the donation at all, not to distribute to Aniyah Yisrael, and even to distribute to Aniyah or Avdei Kerchovim. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra. There's another Gemara, though, Masechta Sanhedrin, over here, Chavov Mebeis. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, those who eat the other thing are possibly Yedos. Usually that means Chazer. That's not what it means here. It means those who take staka from Avdei Kerchovim. Our apostle Yedus says the Gemara, Hanimil Befar Hesed, that's only if they do so publicly. Aval Betzinolo, if it's done in private, then it can be permitted. Ubefar Hesed, Namilo Amaran, even Befar Hesed, it's only, you know, apostle Yedus. El De'ev Shulei Le'zuni Betzinolo, you could have taken it in private. become a vazin afshe before hesed. What are you taking it in public for and embarrassing yourself? Aval loy afshe lechiusehu. If it's not possible, then he is permitted to even take it bifarhesia because he needs it in order to sustain himself and support himself. So a person who takes tzedakah from everyday chacham is possibly edus, but only if he does so bifarhesia, and only if it's possible for him to accept it tzedakah and then in some other way and support himself. But if he needs it to sustain himself, it could be even permitted bifarhesia. Why is he possibly edus? So if you look at the Yad Ramah, in four lines from the bottom of his Gimel, he explains that it's because this is, of course, is from an illegitimate source. You're not supposed to take tzedakah from Avdei Kachavim, as we already explained. And this person has no problem doing so, you know, publicly. He's walking around taking money from illegitimate sources. It doesn't seem to bother him. So if a person does, you know, doesn't have the integrity, or even, you know, the level of self-respect or embarrassment, the fact that he's taking money from illegitimate sources and he's going around bragging and, you know, promoting that, then maybe he'll lie in court when it comes to monetary issues as well. You don't have a problem where the money comes from. You don't have that much, that level of embarrassment with the public, knowledge that you're taking money from illegitimate sources. So maybe he'll lie in court when it comes to monetary issues as well. The Isma Mefarshi says the Yad Ramah, the time of Doruch Leitzakah Shal Goyim Dipsum Leyedus Mishum Pritzusa. Because it's a pirtza. The came into a kas for milsa. He's not embarrassed to take money from the Avdei Chachamim. Mafker nafshe kuli hai. He's so hefker that they'll take money from wherever it comes. Mishum mamam lo mixef namagas hudi b'shikra. He won't be embarrassed to testify falsely in court and have money come to him from an illicit source. So therefore, says the Yad Ramah, that's why he's possibly Eidus. Rashi and Rabbeinu Yohainu, son of that Gemara, take a somewhat different approach. Rashi says over there in the second line, Makabot stuckam in anachim dehavichil hashem. It's a chil hashem. And that's why it's only bifarhesia. What's the chil hashem? So if you look at Rabbeinu Yohainu, son of the second line, he explains, V'od, shemodiyah lahem she'ein Yisrael merachmim aleihem u'mischal shem shamayim al yodom. Because he's publicizing the fact that we don't have the interest or wherewithal within the Jewish community to support our own indigent population, our own population of poor. So the fact we can't take care of ourselves, or we don't have an interest in taking care of ourselves, that creates the dynamic of a chil hashem. And therefore, by taking tzedakah, at least bifarhesia, menovei kochavim, is highlighting this, this lack of interest on behalf of the Jewish community to support our own poor. That's embarrassing. That creates a situation with chil hashem. If it's chiyusehu, he needs it in order to sustain himself or support himself. So then it can be allowed. But because of this concern of chil hashem, so there's an organization you might have heard of. It's called the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, IFCJ. And it doesn't really roll off the tongue. So the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. And Eretz Yisrael is called Keren Yedidus LeYisrael. They collect money from evangelical Christians and donate millions of dollars throughout all of the state of Israel. But, and it's all Christian donors. However, and they used to do so anonymously, and now in 2010, but even earlier, they demanded recognition for the fact that they're donating to all of these organizations and that the organizations recognize that their money came from this source. And they used to, in their promotional materials, used to explain that they're stepping in where the Jewish community has failed to support these poor Jews or organizations that can't otherwise survive. So Rabbi Yashiv in 2010, and even earlier, there were other poskim, Rabbi Avraham Shapiro, who was the Ashkenazi chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, once upon a time. So after he was no longer chief rabbi, but he also was of the opinion that we should not accept money from this organization because they're literally creating that chil hashem, that is the concern, that they're publicizing the fact that these organizations, that the Jewish community has no interest in supporting its poor. And Rabbi Yashiv was concerned that they use their donations, promotional, not only for their organization, but to promote missionary activities in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. The truth of the matter is, though the organization was started and it continues to be run by a Jewish guy, a proud Musmach of Yeshivas or Benny's Kohanim. But he's ruffled enough feathers that many people have distanced themselves from this organization because they're looking for recognition, which creates that kind of dynamic of the Chu Hashem that we're concerned about. But if it is Chayusei Hu, so, and they give to many, many organizations in Eretz Yisrael. But the problem is, the Gemara says, if it's Chayusei Hu, then it's permitted. What does Chayusei Hu mean? If we need it in order to sustain ourselves, support ourselves. So look at Rabbeinu Yohanesan on the last line. Rabbeinu Yohanesan says, Kloimar, HaTorah Amra V'chayba Hem V'lo Shiyomus B'hem. It's a matter of Pikuach Nevesh. So then one can accept the money before. See, the problem with that, as to interpreting Rabbeinu Yohanesan literally, is that, one second, every halacha, every issue in the Torah can be permitted in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, with, of course, the exception of the Gimel Averis HaChamuros. So why would the Gemara go out of its way, in this context in particular, to highlight the fact, by the way, Zalzvizin, you should know if it's Chiyusei or if it's Pikuach Nefesh, it's Mutter. Obviously, if it's Pikuach Nefesh, it's Mutter. Maybe you'll say no, because it's a Chiyu Hashem. Chiyu Hashem is Agbal Yama, I don't know. But it's compelling to perhaps a strong argument to assume that Rabbeinu Yohanesan doesn't really mean what he sounds like he means, that this is because of Pikuach Nefesh. Perhaps the standard, the threshold is a little bit lower. Yeah, John, what do you want
to
say?
It sounds like you need to stress it even more now, because that's the exact concern that we have, that others might think we won't be able to sustain ourselves. So
yeah.
Even Pikuach Nefesh, that's what we're afraid others might think of, that we won't be able to sustain ourselves.
Right, but if it's Pikuach Nefesh,
you can't sustain yourself.
But if the concern is B'Yavosh Ketzira Tisha Barna, you know, promoting, prolonging the goal, all of these things really are going to stand in the way of Pikuach Nefesh, Gilui Raisa, V'Dizarash, V'Chazdam. So maybe you'll say, no, Chilu Hashem is also Yahari V'Yavor, and this, our concern is the Chilu Hashem. I might have thought, you have to give up your life rather than create this Chilu Hashem. And maybe the Kamash Malan is, you don't have to give up your life rather than create this Chilu Hashem. But one could argue that Rabbeinu Yohanesan doesn't even mean what he says. Because if that would be the case, it's kind of no different than any other halacha, that we don't have to be concerned with, the Gemara doesn't have to go out of its way to say, by the way, if your life is in danger, you could violate this isa. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan suggests, look over here, Azdawad, Ve'en L'tmua Ma'ashenogu L'kav B'lov Shum Pikpuk. We are many organizations, charitable organizations, that are accepting money from Avdei Kerchavim without any, even Beferhesia. Devadai Kevin Shadoi Chikrav Mutter. Certainly because there is great pressure, it can be allowed. Now, dochik rav is not a language that we would usually associate with pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is much more than dochik rav. Pikuach nefesh is life-threatening. Dochik rav implies that there's great pressure. So, from the Aruch HaShulchan already, we get the sense that there's a lower threshold already that one would be permitted, even if it's not pikuach nefesh, you could be permitted to take money, even publicly, from Avdei Kochavim. The Rav Moshe categorizes this, or just defines it further, over here, where Moshe says that if your organization needs these funds in order to remain viable, in order to sustain and support your organization, without which the organization would have to close, then it could be permitted. Moshe was discussing an organization that wants to make a dinner where they have an honoree. And the honoree would be an Oved Kechavim, who will presumably bring in his, or hopefully bring in his Oved Kechavim friends to support your organization. So you're publicly accepting money from Avdei Kochavim to support a Jewish charitable organization. So Rav Moshe makes the quick point, if he's a politician and we have to, we owe him a debt of gratitude, a karsa toy, for that which he did for organization, of course, we have an obligation to honor him. But let's say we're doing so for financial reasons, not because of a karsa toy to a politician or some other, political figure, or even a business figure who did a favor for this organization. We want to honor him in order to hope that it'll bring in money. So Moshe says, if the organization can't survive without it, it can be permitted. He says of a b'chol ofen who in mechuar, it's not the greatest, to have an Oved Kechavim honoree at your dinner. Better to get a Jewish honoree. But if not possible, one can even have an Oved Kechavim honoree, meaning because you need it, chiyusehu, you need it in order to sustain and support your organization. Okay, so but what emerges from this Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin is that one is not supposed to accept, if he does so, he's pasul yedos. If he accepts tzedakah from Avdei Kochavim, that's only if it's befarhesia, and it's not necessary to support your organization. But let's say it's bitzina. Bitzina, the Gemara seems to imply, it's always permitted. Befarhesia is prohibited, but if it's chiyusa, it's even permitted befarhesia. But bitzina sounds like it's always allowed. How could it be allowed? What happened to that Gemara we had in Baba Basra, that the only time one is allowed to accept tzedakah from Avdei Kochavim is if there's a concern of Shalom Malchus, and even then it should be distributed not to Aniyah Yisrael, but to Aniyah of the Chachamim. How then can this Gemara imply that Bitsina is always permitted? That Bitsina, it's always permitted. So Aruch HaShulchan says the easy answer, but no one really accepts the Aruch HaShulchan's answer. Look over here, Ois Dao, the Aruch HaShulchan says, but time of Shodav and Yerali, this is not really Chil Hashem, the whole drush is just an Asmach to Bialma, and therefore if there's great pressure, whatever, it can always be permitted. And then he says, and by the way, over at the end of Ois Dao, Ein Beinenu Ovdei Chachamim, we don't even have Ovdei Chachamim nowadays. The Ovdei Chachamim that are, you know, the Umas HaOlam that are around us have the status of a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav is a non-Jew, a Ben Noach, who formally accepts to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, because the Rambam says in Ochos V'Lachem, Ibn Nation, it's Tava Ben Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, the Sheva Mitzvahs were communicated to Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai. Then you're a Ger Toshav, we can sell you land in Eretz Yisrael, and you can live in Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, you have the status of an Ovdei Chachamim in the eyes of the Rambam. Might be some middle ground, you know, for some of the Umas HaOlam in our times. But the Aruch HaShulchan claims, since we don't have Beinenu Ovdei Chachamim, so you're permitted to accept tzedakah from them. No one really takes too seriously these arguments of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Gemara says, V'yivayish Kitzir Tishabana, it sounds like it's a real Iser, and no one is prepared, with at least with regards to this halacha, to teach, to treat all the Umas HaOlam that are around us as non-Ovdei Chachamim. This comes up, it's a running issue that has to do with the Hetamechir in Eretz Yisrael. How do we treat the Umas HaOlam? Are they Avdei Kerchavim or are they Gerei Toshav? That was the basis for Kook's Heter. And even if they're not formal Gerei Toshav, because they haven't accepted the Sheva Mitzvahs because Moshe Rabbeinu said so, but perhaps they should not have the status of Avdei Kerchavim. That's Aruch HaShulchan's argument, but his argument has not found traction. So the Taz asks, he says, look over here, Oizvav, Vekasha. The Bereishe Tiru, initially the Gemara Sanhedrin said that it's mutar to accept tzedakah from Ovdei Chachamim b'tzina. Sounds like b'tzina. We don't have a problem with the fact that you're providing them with an opportunity to do mitzvahs, which is then going to prolong the galus. But later on, the Gemara says in Baba Basra that we have to be concerned about that. That we should not provide them with those opportunities, because when their zechusim have been depleted, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring the gula. And it's only permitted b'makom shlo malchus. So what's going on? Everybody say, you hear the problem? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, but sinah, it's all allowed. B'faresia, no, and b'faresia, even b'faresia, if you need it. It's chiyusayu. But sinah, it's all allowed. But the Gemara said in Baba Basra, it can't be permitted b'sinah. So what's going on? So the Taz initially quotes the Drisha. Look over here at the end of Ois Vav. The Drisha hikshaseh v'tireitz sheyachana mekabel kevan shehunen emuter. The Gemara in Masech the Sanhedrin is talking about an individual who himself is receiving the funds and benefiting from those funds. That's permitted if it's bitzina. If it's b'farhesia, you're creating this kind of dynamic of a chil Hashem, and even then it can be permitted if you really, really need it. But bitzina, when you yourself benefit. The Gemara Baba Basra is talking about when the money is going to a Gabbai Tzedakah who is going to distribute it to others. Since you yourself are not benefiting, you can't do it. So that's what he says. But here, Shiyachim Mekabal came in Shunan and Mutter, Abba Gabbai She'en Lo Hano, Aser Ligroim Zechus Lo Evdei Kolevi Kachavim Bishvil Hano Asacherim. For Gabbai to accept, that was the Gemara Baba Basra, Amy the Shvomal, who gave money to Rava and Ravami, who were the Gabbai Tzedakah, and they distributed it to the poor, and to the Aniyah Yisrael, with Aniyah Ovdei Chachamim, that they shouldn't do, unless there's Shlom Malchus. But if you yourself need the money, it should be permitted. And if you really, really need it, even b'farhesia. But even if you don't really, really need it, at least b'tzina. So the problem is, the Taz already asked in the Drisha, V'hu tamua, da'ech nate lo laharech ha'golos b'shvil ha'no'asa. What? If you're provided with an opportunity to do a mitzvah, how can, and that prolongs the galus, how can I do so just because I benefit? What kind of justification is that? So therefore the Taz makes a different distinction. Venerally, She'ein Shayach B'yibosh Kitzira, El Kishoevi Kachavim Mechavim Dav Galaniya Yisrael. Says the Taz, it's only prohibited if he has intention to distribute it specifically to the Oivde, to the Aniya Yisrael. That was the intention of Ifra Hurma's Emi Dishvor Malka. Rava came and he gave it to Aniyah Ovdei Chachamim. Rav Ami didn't accept it at all because she had in mind Aniya Yisrael. If you have in mind specifically Aniya Yisrael, then it's a problem of providing an opportunity, a context to do a mitzvah which could prolong the galus. But the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin is talking about, he accepts, a Jew accepts charity from donors, an Avei Kachavim, but he didn't discriminate. He wants it specifically to go to Jewish causes. He's giving money indiscriminately. And a Jew benefits along the way. So says the Taz, no, that was never prohibited. That was permitted, but sinna. But for Ezio, we shouldn't do it because of the, it creates a situation, a dynamic perhaps of Chil Hashem. It looks like we need the Ovid Kochavim in order to keep our organization afloat because we don't have enough Jewish donors. So therefore the Taz says if it's Dafka going to Yisraelim, that's a problem. But Zayesh Shechuz Godo Kagon Hacho Kamaisa de Emid Shvor Malkum. Hashem Enkin Bereisha. That's not such a great mitzvah. That's how the Taz distinguishes. Okay, so the first resolution we have that gains traction is that Gemara Baba Basra is only talking about if the intended recipient is Dafka Aniya Yisrael. But the intended recipient is indiscriminate, We provide this kind of assistance for anybody who needs it, and there is a Jewish organization that benefits. That's fine, as long as it's a bitzina and not bifrahesia. Another distinction that perhaps is made is that of the Or HaChaim HaKodesh. The Or HaChaim HaKodesh we usually think about as Perush and Chumash, but he also wrote a sefer on Yerodea called Pritoar, and in Hilchos Tzedakah called Rishon LeTzion. Over here, Ois Ches. So the Or HaChaim HaKodesh and the Rishon LeTzion writes, Hanira Lomar, the Lo Chayshin and Lohad be Yavish Kitzira Tishabarna, El Tztaka Shaos HaMelech O Hasarim. 1 minute. Because one lone individual Ovi Kochavim performs a mitzvah, that's going to prolong and extend the entire Golos? Because he has one Zechus? No. So he says, no, what's the problem? The Gemara Baba Basra was talking about when we said it can only be permitted when you have the concern of Shalom Malchus, and even then, going to Aniya Ovdi Kochavim, it was given by a political leader who's representing the entire community of Ovdi Kochavim. So if Rahormez Emidish for Malka was a political figure, she was the queen. So if she'll perform a mitzvah on a national scale, that will prolong the Golos. B'yivish kasira tisha barna, when the stalk weakens, it will break, and the kashrach will bring the geula. That's only when you're talking about on a communal, collective level. Not when one individual of the kochavim performs a mitzvah. That perhaps is the answer to the kesef mishnah's kashra. But as they turn the page, or his test, the Rambam says over here in Perek Yud of Hilchos Melach Melach Yud. The Rambam says, aval akum, look at the end of the second line. Shenasan staka, if you have a Ovi Kechavim will give tzedakah, mekavim imenu, v'nosen asal aniya yakum. If he gives tzedakah, he can distribute the money to aniya yakum. It makes no mention of the fact that it has to be in a situation of Shlom Malchus, so the Ketzer Mishnah is. Mashmi ha'kada afilu mefuginu, aniya ovdi kechavim, lo shari lekavim mishum Shlom Malchus. The Gemara implied it's only permitted when there's political pressure. But otherwise, it's not permitted. You shouldn't do it at all. But he says, the Rambam says, under all circumstances, one could accept money from an Ovi Kechavim to distribute Tani Ovi Kechavim. The Gemara only allowed Ifra Hormuz, Emi Dishmar Malka, to take the money if there was a pressure, a political pressure of Shlom Malchus. So the answer could be, that's different, because she was a Tsar and a Melech. She was the queen. Ooh, if she does something, that's going to prolong the Golos. Here, we're discussing an individual Ovi Kechavim who wants to give tzedakah, so then we can distribute it to Aniya Ovdi Kochavim under all circumstances, and there's no concern that's going to prolong the Golos. This is also probably the answer, we want Ovdi Kochavim, of course, to perform mitzvahs. It's a great thing. So aren't we concerned with the fact that it might prolong the Golos? The answer is, when one individual, Ovdi Kochavim, necessarily keeps the mitzvahs, it's not necessarily going to prolong the Golos, and also they have an obligation to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. That's not necessarily prolong the Golos either. Perhaps we don't even have, we don't have the right to be concerned about that in the place of the Shem Mitzvah. Okay, so that's the second distinction. What's the second distinction of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh? Is that that the only time it's prohibited, Bitsina, to accept tzedakah from Ovdei Kochavim is if it's a political leader. Like Ifra Hormuz, Emid Shramaga. But if it's an individual, it can be permitted. And we already mentioned, as long as it's Besina, not Befrahes, it will create a dynamic of Chil Hashem. A third possible distinction is mentioned by the Or Sameach in his Chuvis, as well as by the Buchacharov. In the back of the Shulchan Aruch, there's Eshel Avram. One Eshel Avram is the Prima Gadim. One Prima Gadim's commentary in the Magen Avram is called the Eshel Avram. And the Taz is called the Mishpat Zav. But then there's another Eshel Avram from the Buchacharov. Buchach was a town. So, called the Buchacharov. So he has Chuvis called Chesed Avram. So the Or Sameach and the Buchacharov both make the same argument, that perhaps the only time it's prohibited to take tzedakah from Avdei Kechavim, unless you're under pressure for Shlom Malchus, as long as it's Bitsina, is if it's as if they give, so they do so altruistically. Like the Gemara Masechtas Baba Basra. If Hurma, Zemit Shlom Malchus, did so for altruistic reasons. But if they do so in order to curry favor with the Jewish community, or in order to to inspire or instigate economic renewal and success, so then it is permitted as long as it's bitzina and you don't have befarhesa, the dynamic of chilul Hashem, the perception issue. And that's what the Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin is discussing. The guy, you took funds that were distributed by Avdei Kechavim for their own purposes, they distribute this. But you benefited from it. Okay, so then that's allowed. Bitzina, not befarhesa, because of the perception. If for a hurma is aimed at shvamalko, that's prohibited, that's when they do so lishma. They give a tzedakah. Then you're giving them a mitzvah that prolongs the galus. If they give tzedakah for an ulterior motive, then they don't get reward for the mitzvah tzedakah. That's one difference between tzedakah that's distributed by Jews and tzedakah that's given by Bnei Noach. The Gemara says over here in Baba Basra or Zion, let's say a Jew gives tzedakah because he's buying an aliyah, because he wants his chus for refuah, chas v'shalina lo yilenu, he wants his chus for parnosa. All these things, that's great. But another kechavim who gives a tzedakah for a specific purpose, the Gemara says he doesn't get any zchus for the mitzvah tzedakah. Because the pasuk says the same for Mishlei, chesed le'umim chatos. The chesed of the umos ha'olam is in fact an avera. What is that referring to? So says Eliezer, kol tzedakah v'chesed she'umos of the kechavim oisin chetu lahen. If they only give the tzedakah, not lishma, but for some ulterior motive, so then they don't get a mitzvah of tzedakah. The Marsha explains, because if they don't get the refuah, they don't get the parnasa, they regret the tzedakah that they did, which is even worse than giving tzedakah in the first place. A Jew, if he gives tzedakah and he doesn't get the zchus, he doesn't get the refuah, he doesn't get the parnasa, he doesn't get whatever, so he won't have charata that he gave to the, if he doesn't get his aliyah, then he might have to charata. But if he doesn't get this chus that he thought he was getting, so then, he won't have charata. He'll say it was a good motivation to give tzedakah, to go for something else. If they don't get the fringe benefit that they were looking for, so then they will stop giving and they'll regret the tzedakah that they gave. So then it could be permitted. So because of these three considerations that we have, number one, the Taz says if it's given indiscriminately to Avdei Kechavim and to Jews alike, or Chaim HaKadosh, it's given by a private individual, not necessarily by a political leader or a government. Or you have the Chesed L'Avram and the Or Sameach, that if it's given for an ulterior motive, so because of all of these three considerations, so many of the situations where you have Jewish organizations accepting money from what could be called Avdei Kechavim can be permitted. Most importantly, perhaps there's a government assistance. What about all the government assistance that the Jewish community is a great beneficiary of? So in the Chuvas Divrei Yatziv, that's the Kleisenberger Rebbe. So he argues it could be permitted, number one, because these government assistance programs are not directed specifically at Jews. They're offered indiscriminately, whoever qualifies. And number two, they do so for their own benefit. They do so in order to, to have economic growth and not the burden of poverty. Or they do so to curry favor with the Jewish community or with their constituency of voters. And believe me, if they don't get the intended result, they'll cancel the program and they'll regret that they ever had the program in the first place. So it's targeted, it's achieving a specific result. So since it is not specifically targeted at the Jewish community, and even if it would be, it's given, to curry favor with the Jewish community or to achieve a specific result, economically or politically. So therefore, in the most circumstances, all of these things can be allowed. But Bifrahesia, as we said, if it's, then we have if it's a Jewish charitable organization and it is given by a private, you know, it's given even if it's by a private individual, so we have the concern that we have the, you know, the argument of Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that it's not given by a political, you know, leader. We don't have to be concerned that it's going to prolong the galus. So you might have that concern also. Yeah.
Could you possibly get out of the issue if, in terms of an organization donating to the Jews if you have a Jew who works in the organization?
It is a Jewish organization. So many argue, what are you talking about? Government assistance programs are Jewish assistance programs. We pay taxes also. We also contribute towards these programs. Mm-hmm. This cost is not only theirs, this cost is mine too. We all pay taxes. Okay, it's a good argument. I think we're both a Berov, probably. But if Jews make a significant impact, yeah, then, 100%. Unless it's, you know, the banner of the organization is an Ovid Kochavim organization, you know. The alliance of the Kochavim, and they want to donate towards a Jewish cause, it looks bad, even if you have a Jewish guy who's doing the books. I think that would look... So you have the Befer Hesi issue. Bitsina, again, we said, if it's not targeted at the Jews, and it's not, they're doing so for some sort of a political reason, it's okay. If it's altruistically, and it's a leader who's doing it, and it's specifically targeted at the Jews, then we have, it would be prohibited even with Sinah. And before I asked him, he said, even if you have all these concerns, it really should not be done unless it's Chiyusayhu. The organization needs it in order to survive and to sustain itself. This is only though if it's a charitable donation. Look over here, Ois Yud. What if they want to donate to a shul? So the Gemara says, Mesechtes Erech, an Ovi Kechavim Shesnadev Menorah or Ner Lebeis HaKnesses. An Ovi Kechavim wants to donate a menorah or candle to the shul, then it's permitted. She Ezra Tia, Ezrak Tia, Ezrak the Arab, Idnav Shrag Lebe Kenisha Rav Yehuda, donated a candle to the Beis HaKnesses of Rav Yehuda. Why? How can this be allowed? Taisus already asked, what happened to Yavosh Gitzira Tisha Barna? How are we giving them the exclusive donating to the shul? Prolonging, postponing the gula. So Taisa explains, how the kibbutz mehu tia denad of shrag lebe kenishta? Avagav the hasam lo haya shlo malchus. Don't tell me shlo malchus is permitted. Here there's no shlo malchus. So what else could we have said? We could have said, well, he's not lishma. No, he is lishma. He's donating to the shul. We could have said, what, it's not targeted at the Jews. No, it is targeted at the Jews. He's donating to the shul. We could have said, but he's a private individual. What are we concerned? Our Chaim HaKadosh told us the only time is prohibited to accept donations is if they're like a monarch. But if it's prolonged the gullus collectively, nationally, on behalf of the community of the Kachavim, what if it's a private individual? So what are we concerned about? So you're right. So Rebbe Avadia is medayik from the Taisus that he doesn't hold of the Chaim HaKadosh. If he would, so what's the Hokasha? This guy's a private individual. Unless Ezrak the Arab was like a well-known, national leader, but we don't get that impression. Okay, but either way, Tosfos asks this kasha, how can this be allowed? What Shloim Malchus is there that there was a concern to allow this? What happened? You're prolonging the galus. So Tosfos explains, no, a donation to a shul is different, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Nazir, commenting on the Pasuk in Parashas Emor, by Nedar Menedavos, ish, that man or man who wants to bring a carbon neder or nedava, voluntary carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, is permitted to do so, ish, why the double lashon to include even Ovdei Kochavim? An Ovdei Kochavim could bring a carbon, donate a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. And donating a candle or a menorah to shul is like donating a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it can be allowed. Yeah, so Taisus says, so it's not the same as tzedakah, it's different. So the Hagos HaShri over here on the Rosh, look, Ois Yud Aleph, explains in the last line, tzedakah is b'chaper, the tone. Tzedakah tatzel mimovis. But nedarim and nedavos are a mitzvah, but it's not b'chaper for the door. You know, it's not b'chaper, it's not an atonement. So since it's not an atonement, in the same way, you can accept the karban from the Ovid Kachavim. So too, you could accept the donation to a Beis HaKnesses from an Ovi Kochavim, even if there's no concern of Shlom Malchus, yeah?
Isn't that exactly
what a Korban does? Chatos, an Osham, an Oila, not Nedarim and Nedavos, a Shlomim, no. Uh-huh. No. Neder and Nedavos is something I volunteer to do, no kapar, it's just a mitzvah. So because of this, though, so look at this. Why is it an Akum yet? We're not allowed to accept charitable donations of an Akum unless it's, you need to. or if it's vitzinam, you have, you know, it's not given discriminately, it's given indiscriminately, or it's not given lishma, it's given for some ulterior motive, as we discussed. But a donation to a shul is permitted. Why? Because it's akin to a karbon. Because of that comparison, the Ramah quotes from the Ma'arivayel the following extension. The Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin, over here, Hamad Aleph, commenting on the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Adam Kiyakrav Mikem, Mikem below Kulchem. A Jew can bring a carbon, but not all of the Jewish community can bring a carbon. Lahotzi es Amumar. A Mumar cannot bring a carbon. Who's a Mumar? Someone who's Mumar Lechal Shabbos before Hesya, Mumar Ovid Kachavim. Doesn't keep the most important mitzvahs that we endow him with the status of we label him with the status of an Ovi Kechavi with regards to certain halachas. He's still Jewish, he can't marry a non-Jewish woman, but certain halachas he has the status of an Ovi Kechavi. But in a certain sense, there's more restrictions than an Ovi Kechavi. An Ovi Kechavi can bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. A Mumar cannot offer a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, even a Neder or a Nedava. He's penalized even more than an Ovi Kechavi. Mikev lo kulkam lahoti es hamumar. So says the Gemara, Mekablin karbanos mipaisha Yisrael. We love Jews who did aveiros and they wanted to do tshuva. Gevaldik. Chutz min hamumar. Uminasek hasayayid mechal shabbosis befarhes, so we cannot accept his karban. So I say, Zak the Ramah, the following thing. In the name of the Ma'arivayel, why can we accept a donation from an Ovik HaKavim to a Beis HaKnesses, even though he can't accept his charitable donations? Because a donation to a Beis HaKnesses has the status of a karban. So what about a mumar? So certainly a mumar, we can accept his tzedakah. We don't have to be concerned that that's giving an opportunity to someone who's going to prolong the galus. We're dealing with a Yiddish guy over here. It's not that we're going to prolong the galus. If anything, it'll hasten the galus if the mumar donates to Jewish causes. But if donations to a shul have the status of a karban, maybe the mumar should be just the opposite of the Ovi Kachavim. The Ovi Kachavim, we can't accept his donations to charitable organizations unless you have one of the mitigating concerns that we had been mentioned earlier. But he can donate to a shul, because a shul is like a carbon. He can bring a nether and a dove in the Beis HaMikdash. A mumar would be just the opposite. A mumar, we can accept his zaka, of course, but we cannot accept his donation to a shul. So therefore, says the Ramah, over here, Oisid Gimel, calls the dove kshinose mosot tzedaka. We cannot accept his money unless you have some of the concerns we mentioned earlier. Unless you donate to a shul, gevaldik, as the status of a carbon, no problem. He cannot accept it's the donations of a mumar. That has the status of a carbon. Have you here? What? Shach, though, over there, quotes him the Ma'bit. The Magen Avraham quotes the same thing in Or HaChaim from the Sefer Chassidim in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. He says, no, that's not what Tosfos meant to say. What did Tosfos mean to say? Tosfos said, you can't accept charitable donations of an Ovi Kachavim. Why? Because it's going to prolong the galus, as we discussed. However, you can accept a donation to a shul, because that's not the same as tzedakah. It's more like a karbon, which we can't accept. But Tosfos did not mean to say it's exactly like a karbon, that therefore we can't accept the donation to a shul of a mumar. He just meant to say it's not the same level of kapara as tzedakah. Tzedakah is a great kapara. Tzedakah talzim imavis. It's one of the greatest things. Tshuva tefilah tzedakah mavir nesrei gzeira. Tzedakah is a great zechus. Donating to a shul, that's if you give to poor people. Donating to a shul is not the same zechus. So we can permit it by everything kachavim. But no one meant to say that it's exactly like a carbon, that therefore we should extrapolate if we can't accept the carbon of a mumar, we can't accept his donation to a shul. That's too far. That's not what Tosfos meant to say. So therefore the Ma'bid argues, nearer to mekabel min ha-mumar, shekos of afagav darmin and adam kiyakim mikem lehozi et ha-mumar, hanu mekarbon, that's limited to a carbon. V'damile, avo behekdesh la'adim o hekdesh lebeis ha-knesses, kenidu nidun mekabel. That's not what Tosfos meant to say. And there are many who paskin like this Ma'bit. There are those who would refrain from accepting a donation to a shul of a mumar, but there are many who paskin like this Ma'bit. It's a very compelling argument. That's in the Magen Avraham, quotes like that from the Sefer Chassidim. Certainly in our times, where most of the mumrim who are donating are not ideological mumrim, they are what we call a tinok shenishba. They're accidental mumrim, because they didn't receive a proper Jewish education or proper exposure, to Yiddishkeit. So then they don't have the status as an akum, and we certainly accept their carbon. So then presumably over here as well, we should be able to accept their donations to a Beis HaKnesses. Of course, charitable organizations, of course, but to a Beis HaKnesses as well could also be accepted, even according to the Ramah, who would not accept it. Yeah, all the mumrim nowadays are a tinok shenishba. Okay, but one can accept a donation to a shul, not only from a mumar, certainly if he's a tinok shenishba, even if not, the mabit and the sefer sidim allowed it, but even an ovei kochavim can donate to the tour Beis HaKnesses. At the same time, Rabbi Avadia has a tshuva about this, about Akum, who wanted to donate something to a shul, but he wanted his name on the building. So if you want to donate a candle, you want to donate a menorah, you want to donate the Bedek HaBayis and the maintenance of the shul, then it's permitted. What if he wants his name on the building? So then Rabbi Avadia, the Tzitz Eliezer, others, they all call him a stechemet, whatever, all say, no, that's too much. We have to go back to where we started with the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Miyat. We send the Beis HaKnesses, they can donate to the Bedek HaBayis, the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, but not if it's a Dover Mesuyam. Now, if it's something that's recognizable, that's distinguishable, as we had the pasuk in Sefer Ezra, lo lachem, live nos beis lekenu, that it's going to give off the wrong impression, and that's certainly similar to a befar hesi of even a charitable organization, where we said kamili will be permitted if it's chiyusehu, but if it's befar hesi, a charitable organization, that's more problematic. Certainly over here with the Beis HaKnesses, which is a mikdash miyat, the guy wants his name on the building. That's Rabbi Avadia says no. Certainly, even in Eretz Yisrael, certainly in Yerushalayim, is even more sensitive. Look over here. The Rambam says in Parches of Manos Anim Aloch Ches, the last thing. The Rambam says when it comes to Yerushalayim, we can't even accept donations for the maintenance of the security of Yerushalayim, the walls, or the plumbing of Yerushalayim from Avdei Kochavim, because the pasuk says in Sefer Nechemiah, "V'lochem en chelek v'zikar in Yerushalayim." Yerushalayim has to be all based upon Jewish funding. Can't allow an Avdei Kochavim to have a foothold in Yerushalayim, and therefore, certainly in Yerushalayim to have a shul, which was the shayla that Rabbi Avadia was asked to have a shul with the name of an Avdei Kochavim, certainly would be objectionable. Make a donation should be to Bedek HaBayis. I think the biggest Musa Haskev from all of this is Jews have to support Jewish causes. Lamaise, it's a big Achrayus. Yeah.
In comparing the donation to this, can I see